It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You walked me through a good amount of the damage that took place here at the Mamosier Farm on July 10th, nearly 7 weeks ago already. Tell me your story in terms of where you were that day, what your reactions were when you first got here on scene, and just seeing the extent of the damage to your family farm.
Yeah, no, my brother called me and he let me know that a tornado had hit the farm. I kind of thought it was bluff and that he was messing with me. And then he really told me that I needed to get here. I drove from the city and I came right up here. And about a quarter mile down the road, I was welcomed with some firefighters, and we had to, I talked my way and I got through. And really coming here and kind of seeing the damage was just breathtaking. Just all the hard work that has gone in over the last numerous years has really just felt like it was just washed away and instantly.
What is the one thing maybe that you'll remember the most from that day? Is there anything in particular that sticks out to you even 7 weeks from, later?
I think it's the community support that we have. There was individuals here that didn't even know us, know our family, that were here helping. They brought their own chainsaws. They brought their own equipment to like electrical equipment, and we're undoing the power lines and really ensuring everybody's safety and ensuring that everybody here was safe. We had numerous volunteers moving cattle for us, getting us out of a barn that was completely collapsed, that there was a barn sitting on cattle. We had individuals bring gates up to us so that we can go ahead and move cattle safely. And we had people running and getting waterers for the cattle, just really ensuring their safety as they've been our priority this entire time.
Cattle's your business here at the Mamosier Farm. I mean, take us through the damage in terms of the barns and the cattle itself. I mean, that day, I think you had said that you didn't lose any at first, but eventually there were a few that you had to put on the truck for market, right?
Yeah, so there were some injuries that the cattle did succumb to. And then right now we're just facing overcrowding in one of our larger barns, as it was, the barn was taken down by the tornado. So we kind of had to put the amount of cattle, the twice the amount of cattle in one barn that we normally would have. So we're currently working on getting that larger building back up and running and operational, and just hoping that once that is operational, we can move the cattle and that we can get them back healthy.
The damage to the barn is one thing, and then the house up in front here, I think you said that your grandmother still lives
yep.
there. No damage, but then you see houses right down the road from you yep. here, extensive damage. I mean, yep. it's still pretty eye-opening that, you know, as the town, as residents recover, that the damage is probably going to be felt for quite some time.
Oh, absolutely. I will never forget the first thing I did when I came here was, where's my grandma? My grandma's 83 years old and nobody could find her. I'm looking in her bathtub, I'm looking under the table, and I could not find her. And being who she is, she does not have a cell phone, so there's no way of getting a hold of her. And finally, we did get a hold of a friend that she was actually with. They were drinking wine and having lunch.
Wow, that's funny.
But that initial feeling of where is my grandma was something I will never forget, just because I can't imagine how she would have felt being in that house when this was washing through.
So she wasn't even here when the tornado hit?
Oh, no. She was down the road at eating lunch and having a glass of wine.
But your brother was here, though, right? You told me a little bit about your brother's experience.
Yeah, my brother was actually in the one barn. He was cleaning it out. And when it came through, and it was kind of just like complete chaos. The cattle were running around him. Actually, one even jumped in his lap in the piece of farm equipment that he was in when he was cleaning the barn out.
That's incredible. So we talked, I think, extensively about the day itself. Mm-hmm. But 7 weeks later, rebuilding efforts are already taking place How are you recovering? How has that process been going for the last 7 weeks here at the family farm?
It's been really extensive and very stressful financially. This is not something we were expecting. And we've had struggles with having insurance cover certain things and then knowing that this was not in a FEMA emergency. So we didn't get any support from them. So right now it's going to be a long-term like financial burden.
You talk about the support, though. I mean, the Eden Tornado Relief Fund was set up, and there's been other events that people have come, donated, and helped contribute to those that are in need to, whether it's rebuild their homes or rebuild their business like you guys. I mean, that's going to continue, and just as you talked about, it means a lot to you, and it means a lot to your family as well, because, I mean, you can't stop. There's nothing you can do with a cattle farm here to stop, and there's no time to stop.
No, it's just crazy. The day after the tornado happened, it's like, oh, we're back, right back feeding cattle and making adjustments and where necessary and really kind of just getting things back to operational. But it's just, I mean, I've always been raised, like, the cows don't have holidays, right? The cows don't suffer through these types of situations. So it's just like they still need to be fed. They still need to be maintained and taken care of. So it was just the following day was just like business as usual and making the adjustments where needed.
You lost a couple of barns, one cattle barn, one barn, kind of a pull barn where you had hay and a couple of equipment, but you're already rebuilding. One barn's already rebuilt. Yep. Take us through that process.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, the day that this happened, we actually have a contractor that we utilize, Four Seasons Construction, and he was here the day it happened, and he's like, I'm dropping my jobs, we are getting you guys back going. So it was the following week we actually were pouring concrete for that barn. We prioritize that barn, that's where our little cattle live and are maintained. So we prioritize that barn specifically, knowing that if we didn't, we would have had more casualties.
I know that you talked about the problems with insurance and FEMA. Have there been any other hiccups along the way that you've experienced that kind of complicate matters going forward?
I just think, I mean, the rising costs of everything, and obviously that's out of everybody's control at this point, but just the rising costs of everything and knowing that we have plenty of bills to continue rolling in, and that we just want to prioritize ensuring the safety and the well-being of the cattle.
And what has the conversations been like with the other community members that are in the same boat as your family with damages to their homes, even some of their homes being destroyed? I mean, have you talked to those residents and kind of what they're going through and what they're experiencing?
Just not me personally, but just hearing that there's individuals that aren't rebuilding. I feel for those individuals who have lost their homes. I mean, luckily we weren't displaced from our homes. Our cattle were, but they're doing okay. It's beautiful weather. The only downfall is when it rains or in a few months when we have snow. So just ensuring, I'm assuming that individuals are working on their insurance and getting contractors in there. I drove down the road today and saw the neighbors are putting a new roof on their house and stuff like that who were directly affected. So I think things are progressing, but I just think we all wish it would just happen a little faster.
That's good. And where do things go for here for you and your family and in terms of just the future plans, whether it's in the coming days, weeks, months? I know one of the biggest things is the winter season coming up.
Like I said before, like just prioritizing the health and the well-being of the animals is always going to be our top priority here. So making sure that we get those barns either back up and operational or get the cattle elsewhere into a different location, a different barn, if need be, to make sure that they remain healthy throughout the winter months specifically. I think this is going to be a long process. I've been asked before, like, what is the timeline? And I just think we're always going to remember July 10th in the back of our head. I think it's always going to be a day that we remember and will always reflect on, and really just making sure that we are getting things back operational up to our standards.
And not even a month after the tornado that hit here, the EF1 Buffalo tornado that hit downtown. I mean, what goes through your mind after, you know, what happened here and then seeing that tornado, thinking, what goes through your head there at that point?
Actually, that's right down the road from my work. It was, I had some staff members outreach me in the community, and they reached out stating that there was a tornado. And again, I'm just like, why? Why does this continue to happen? So close to home on both occasions, one closer than the other. It's just completely bizarre and out of character for this area to have such significant tornado damage. It's just crazy.
With the people that went through the tornado in Buffalo and maybe that are hearing this interview, do you have any advice for them in terms of what maybe they should be thinking about in terms of insurance stuff or anything for that matter with the recovery?
Just make sure everything is documented. That has been our saving grace. We had a cattle barn that went down with cattle on top of it. Insurance was upset that we removed the remnants prior to them seeing it. But we had to ensure that our cattle were safe. And just so the pictures that I took, the pictures that other individuals around here took, really kind of saved us in that sense. Ensure everything is documented and just know that this, you'll get through it and this will pass.
Catherine, is there anything else that maybe you'd like to add that we haven't discussed or anything like that?
Yeah, I just think I just always want to continue to thank our community. We have a great support system. We've had numerous donations. We've had numerous individuals come forward and helping, and it's just been overwhelming in a great way. We're just all really appreciative of all of that.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.